Boycott Fox, boycott Laura Ingraham, boycott Facebook. Advertiser boycotts are in. They're kind of cool. But do they work? This is Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go scrounging for it. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by RX Bar, the Whole Foods Protein Bar. Go to rxbar.com/CLNS and use promo code CLNS for 25% off your first purchase. We're also brought to you by Little Park Media, where great ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. Learn more at littleparkmedia.com, or you can contact info@littleparkmedia.com. So, Laura Ingraham, you love the way she looks.
Yeah, well, okay.
She's your hottie.
I admit it, I like blondes. I'll be perfectly honest. I like blondes.
I
prefer them.
You prefer blondes.
Men prefer blondes. They have more fun. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
Some men do. Yes,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah.
And that being said, everything goes downhill when she opens her mouth.
Sorry. So politically,
I'm sure that really broke your heart, too.
So she doesn't align with your political point of view.
Not only that, it's not even a line. There's so much. There's a chasm.
Ooh, wow. That's a big word.
A huge chasm.
Is it like
okay?
Grand Canyon size chasm?
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, she has stuck her foot in her mouth, but she's still talking. She mouthed off about to criticize one of the Parkland shooting activists, David Hogg. And that got her in a lot of hot water. And so,
is it Hogue?
Oh, sorry.
I think it's Hogue.
That's right. It's Hogue.
Sorry.
I said Hogue, but
yeah,
I said Hogue.
Yeah. It's
right.
Okay.
You say Hogue. I say Hogue.
Yeah, no. Tomato, tomato.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But
we get
anyway,
it. We know who it is.
He's
we get
been
the
out
kid.
There a lot, gotten
right.
a lot of
Got
coverage.
A great job.
And she was poking fun at him, and advertisers started boycotting the show. They started fleeing. And we've seen that lately where something controversial is said and advertisers pull out. Sometimes the viewers or listeners start putting pressure on advertisers to get out of there.
In both cases, by the way, you mentioned we've seen it before. The most recent one, especially for sports fans, they know when this kid Alex Reamer took shots at Tom Brady's 5-year-old child and called her a little passant.
Exactly,
right?
A little passant.
That too.
Isn't that a car?
It's a croissant.
Okay.
He called her a word. I told you I had to look it up because it was like really.
Oh, I used that back in the. Well, I didn't. It was used back in the 70s and 80s.
You know, and hey, here I was in the 70s. Easy and easy.
Yeah,
I never
that.
Even knew. I still had to look it up.
There
okay?
was a lot of smoke in the room at the time.
All right. So anyway,
we digress.
Point being, people come to the defense of young people, whether they're 5-year-olds or they're high school kids.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing, Jimmy. So you and I think have different views. I think that this whole thing of
let's boycott, pull our
I think it's ridiculous. These advertisers are on these edgy shows because they are edgy shows that get ratings.
Ratings
right?
being the key word there, a measurement of audience.
Right. And they put up with a lot of crap all the time and really don't care until someone says they should care.
About a kid.
So that's about a kid. Right.
It's a kid.
It is about a kid. But in the case of like Facebook, for example, it has nothing to do with kids. It has to do with your data, your information that has gotten into the wrong hands.
Right.
And so whether it's about a kid, whether it's something just controversial about a particular ethnic group, whatever it may be, it's sort of like let's boycott in order to get them to pull their advertising.
It's going down and taking shots at people.
Well, it does. But I just think that, you know, at some point, these advertisers, they get into controversial shows fully aware of what the implications are. And they do it because it's edgy and they know that these shows are popular and they want to be part of that.
And that's because
it bites them.
Okay. And let's talk about the advertisers. That means that a media buyer who's looking to deliver an audience to their client.
Yes, Jimmy.
Okay, who
Thanks
pays
for the 101 of
who
advertising
pays, Well,
media.
I'm trying to break it down
no,
so people can
I'm
understand
not,
this.
I mean
Somebody's,
this.
Why are they advertising on Laura Ingraham's show?
Because she gets ratings.
She gets ratings.
And
more importantly, you know the demographic makeup of that audience because of the information now that's available to advertising people who buy advertising.
Yes. But there's no mystery as to what's going to be on her show. Every night it will be controversial.
So now you're asking the let's use a Procter & Gamble.
Yeah.
Okay. You're asking the marketing person for Procter & Gamble, who is working with the media buyer in an agency, if it's not internal, okay, to make a decision about their product.
Yeah.
Do we want to support product that is being produced by a Laura Ingraham? Do we want that audience, or don't we want that audience?
Exactly.
Do they buy razors? Do they use deodorant? I mean, you get what I'm saying?
No, look, I get what you're saying, but then don't all of a sudden start pulling your advertising when something shocking happens on that show. There is no true conviction to any of this. It's like, oh no, our customers are upset about this, so we're going to pull
it. It's commercial media.
I know it's commercial media, but what I'm saying is this knee-jerk reaction to just pull, if you're going to commit to a show, commit to whatever. Look, there's some things that do cross the line. If all of a sudden an anchor is saying, pick up a gun and go shoot everybody in your neighborhood, that's crossing the line.
Yes.
If you're just saying something
degrading, fire in a crowded theater.
Right. But if you're just saying something degrading about someone, even as insensitive as it may be, I think you can't go fleeing as an advertiser, because it just shows that you want to be part of that show that's edgy and entertaining and has a lot of people coming to it, to a point.
It's that point.
Right.
And now you're asking the marketing people.
Gutless people, these advertisers. That's what I'm saying. These companies are gutless. Stick with it. If you go in on something, stick with it. Don't bail just because all of a sudden there's a little pressure out there. No, stick with it. And you know what? If you don't like it, then don't advertise with them at all, because you know what's coming.
Oh, so it is okay to boycott that audience if you have
to. No, I'm saying that
it is a tool.
I'm saying that the company, the Procter & Gamble, whoever it may be,
yep,
if you know that someone is controversial and that on a daily basis they are stepping on toes, you know that at some point they're going to go over that line, and it's going to be more than just stepping on toes. And so you either take it all and say, fine, no matter what they do, we're going to stick with them. Or you say, you know what, that's a little too hot for us and we're not going there, and don't advertise on that show. Period. But this whole sanctimonious stuff is, oh, you know, the customers out there are putting pressure on us, let's pull our ads off of it. That's hogwash. There's no conviction there at all.
No, but yet, you know, now you're asking the marketing departments to have a social conscience.
Yeah.
You are asking them.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I did.
You are.
Maybe I went too far.
No,
yes.
You're not going too far.
Yeah, I went too far in asking them to.
Right, exactly. It's commercial media. They're doing their job to reach a certain – it's to me, those buys are done mathematically.
Yes.
How many of the 18 to 34s in the female demographic – can we deliver? Where are we going to get this million of eyeballs?
Yeah.
And the media buyer says, well, here's 200,000 on this side of the fence,
right,
and here's another 250,000 on this side of the fence.
And they say, thank you, we'll take both sides of the fence for $20.55 per impression.
Per thousand.
Whatever. Yes.
Per thousand
per
impressions.
Thousand,
yes. If it was per impression, it would be low. No, it's per thousand impressions.
Per thousand impressions.
The cost per thousand impressions really is the unit of measurement,
right,
in the ratings world, in the advertising commercial media world. It's what drives the whole business. You're creating content to attract eyeballs,
right?
And again, this goes back to, we've talked about shock jocks, right? We've
right.
talked about the power of the shock jock in radio and in sports, and they're getting attention and they're getting their ratings, and they're doing it because it's feeding people. Did you hear what so and so said today?
Right. I know, but. Look, I don't disagree with you on this for that point, Jimmy. What I'm saying is that if you know you're going to go swimming with sharks, then you have to know that you're at some point the shark just might bite you.
Yeah.
And you don't all of a sudden start saying, oh, I don't need to be swimming with the sharks.
But the advertiser still has the right to pull a contract if there's something there that they do not that does
oh,
not
course.
Align
oh,
with
that.
Their with their corporate mission.
I know
if you will.
I know that they have the right to do that. But you know what? If their corporate mission is that one thing, or is it that they're controversial things that are done every day, but no one really picked it up and ran with it and put pressure on them to back out then. You could probably point, if you really sat down and did research on any of these shows, you could probably find 10 other things that were just as egregious as what was done there. But somehow, as you know, everything doesn't go viral. Everything doesn't get picked up. Everything doesn't lead to pressure.
Right.
And so if they really had conviction of anything, they'd have their interns going through all the shows and finding that, you know, 10 out of 15 nights or whatever it may be, they say something that doesn't align with our corporate values. And so we need to not advertise on that show. But they won't do that because it's money. And they'll make the money until it gets too hot and they'll back off. And when she apologizes, they'll come back as if that's fixed everything, when in fact, it's simply a very large Band-Aid.
Yeah, it is. And I think about the time, Dan, back when it was fictional programming, All in the Family, that really featured a bigot as their main character.
Yeah.
Advertisers weren't going away from that,
exactly.
Were they?
Exactly.
They were being attracted to the numbers that was – and again, that was driving the Hateful Doctrine back then.
Exactly. That was a good point. Very good point. Yeah. Yeah.
Once in a while, I get it right, dude.
No,
I mean, you
get it right a lot
of times.
But
I look at things a little differently than a lot of people just because of the experiences we've had in commercial media.
Right.
And keep in mind that – these are the same advertisers that are feeding the Netflix shows. They're feeding – just because it's on Netflix doesn't mean it's not commercial media.
No, you're right.
It's commercial media.
It's commercial.
That is opting in to subscribe to the programs that these Netflix and YouTubes are now – Hulu are now producing. Facebook is now producing.
They're all producing.
They're all producing this.
Yeah, that's right.
And a lot of it is fictional.
It is.
Laura Ingraham is not fictional.
Well, some may think she is.
Exactly. But in other words, she's talking about real life issues and things, and this is her opinion, and people are flocking to her opinions.
And that's where advertisers go.
And that's where advertisers go.
Money. Hey, by the way, we'd love to hear your opinion. Reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, our Little Part Media Facebook page, and write. Comment. Tell us what you think. We'd love to hear your opinion on
it. And I really do prefer an advertiser's boycott to any kind of violent reaction.
You're right. Okay. And I think we all agree with that.
By the way, I hope so.
Yes. Talk to us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. And again, if you have any questions or comments, you can reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.